Pennsylvania Gaming Board issues fines and expands exclusion list. Pennsylvania's gaming regulator has issued fines totaling $15,000 and expanded its exclusion list, banning several individuals from gambling across the state. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board approved two enforcement actions during its latest public meeting, targeting both an online gaming supplier and a land-based casino operator for compliance failures. Fines issued to operator and supplier. Play and Go New Jersey LLC, a licensed interactive gaming manufacturer, was fined $10,000 for failing to obtain approval for a change of control. Regulators require such approvals to maintain oversight of ownership structures and ensure compliance with licensing conditions. Valley Forge Convention Center Partners, which operates Valley Forge Casino Resort, received a $5,000 fine after an employee theft incident. The board cited a failure to adequately safeguard assets as the basis for the penalty. Exclusion list expands after safety violations. In addition to the fines, the board placed five individuals on its involuntary exclusion lists, which prohibit access to casinos, online betting platforms, and video gaming terminal locations across Pennsylvania. One case involved a patron who left an 11-month-old child unattended in a vehicle for nearly 2 hours while gambling at Rivers Casino, Philadelphia. Regulators said the action created a serious safety risk. Authorities have repeatedly warned that leaving minors unattended in casino environments, including parking structures and hotels, is prohibited due to the potential danger involved. The board continues to promote its "Don't Gamble with Kids" campaign as part of efforts to address the issue. Ongoing enforcement activity. The remaining four individuals were added to the exclusion list for separate incidents reviewed by the board's legal and enforcement teams. Following the latest actions, the total number of people on Pennsylvania's various exclusion lists has reached 1,521, reflecting continued regulatory focus on both operator compliance and patron conduct. The Gaming Control Board is scheduled to hold its next public meeting in May, where further enforcement and regulatory matters are expected to be reviewed.